Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Juno man is dead after a diving accident yesterday morning in Funter Bay on the west side of Admiralty Island. Alaska State Troopers say 35-year-old John Robert Pugh Jr. did not come up from his second dive of the day yesterday, sometime before 8 o'clock yesterday morning. An unidentified companion went down after him, administered CPR after he brought him up to the skiff that they had in the area, and then brought Pugh to the Auk Bay boat launch yesterday. Pugh is the son of University of Alaska Southeast Chancellor John Pugh and former Corrections Commissioner Margaret Pugh. He was reportedly diving in about 20 to 25 feet of water when the accident occurred. Trooper Sergeant Tim Birch says they have requested an autopsy by the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage because the death happened in a remote area and was unobserved. An investigation is also underway, though the death is not believed to be suspicious. A commercial dive fishery for sea cucumbers got underway in the area yesterday, but Birch says it was considered to be a recreational dive at the time. AWARE's effort to build a new extended stay shelter for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault could get a boost from the city and borough of Juneau. The CBJ Assembly Human Resources Committee last night recommended the city partner with AWARE to apply for up to $850,000 in federal pass-through money for the project. Since 2007, the Juneau nonprofit has been planning a six-unit residential shelter with 4 two-bedroom apartments and 2 efficiencies. Executive Director Sarah Lynn Tabachnik says the facility would serve as transitional housing for women and families who utilize AWARE's emergency shelter, transitional meaning 4 months to 2 years.
We say that we're a 30-day program, and the reality is for people trying to find housing in Juneau, it's very difficult, no matter what your means are. So we often extend the 30 days, and it would be helpful to have transitional housing, some longer-term safe shelter where they could continue to build stability and safety.
If approved by the full assembly, the city would partner with AWARE to apply for a grant through the state's Community Development Block Grant Program. The grant, combined with funds already secured by the organization, would help AWARE complete planning and start construction, estimated at $3.5 million. Tabachnik says long-term domestic violence shelter has been a need in Juneau and all of Southeast for as long as she can remember. Grant applications are due December 2nd. Proposals from around the state are judged by the State Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development, and funds will be awarded early next year. And the Gastineau Humane Society in Juneau has sponsored a calendar contest for local pets. People can vote for their favorites as many times as they want for $1 a vote. The photo entries for the 2012 Pets of Juneau calendar are on display at the Society's shelter. Voting will continue through the Pet Festival this weekend. Winners will be announced at the end of the event. Society officials say the calendar is a way to raise funds. Pet owners had until last Saturday to submit up to 3 photos for $5. Weather forecast for the Capital City calls for windy and wet conditions for today and tonight and early tomorrow morning. Temperatures today between 40 and 45 degrees, with some of those winds to about 40 miles an hour today.